Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tom Borg is here. Tom has become a great member of our brain trust over the last several years. He's the president of Tom Borg Consulting. He's a consultant, a speaker, and a trainer, and he's the author of Making Service Count. He's our good friend. Tom, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you back. So uncertainty is the coin of the realm these days, isn't it? I mean, there's so much about what's going on right now between the coronavirus itself, between the way the disease manifests and the curves. We flatten the curve and it pops back up again. We hoped that the heat would affect it, and it turns out it likes the heat, the coronavirus, and between public policy and all the economy and our response to all this. These are crazy times. Nobody alive, as you said to me earlier, and as we've said here on the show for a long time, nobody alive has ever had to deal with anything like this before.
No, it's uncertain times. However, you know, with every bit of uncertainty, or it's like the old thing, right? Every problem and it has an opportunity. So it'd be interesting to see what we can do with this in a positive way to actually come out on the other end in better shape than we went in. Now, certainly there's going to be some things we're going to have to rethink and maybe be painful in adjusting. But I think for the most part, there's some things within us we have right now, and that's what we want to talk about today, that we can use to make the best of these times, to make them even better for tomorrow.
Well, the one thing that I keep reminding people about is, following up on what you just said, is you just have to ask yourself this one question. Do I plan to be in business January 1, 2021? Do I plan on opening my doors up that day? If you do, you don't have a choice, do you? You got to deal with this.
That's right. And we've definitely got to look at what we're dealing with and then, hey, look around for tools. Like, that's one of the first points I wanted to make, is we have to look for some tools and resources that we already possess, things that we have that have worked for us before that we can adjust or change that will fit the time.
What would be an example? Right, what are you thinking about specifically?
Well, some of the things, Jim, and I think you remember the name Earl Nightingale.
Of course.
Earl's got some great ideas and all of his works.
Tell the young folks who Earl Nightingale is.
Well, Earl Nightingale was called the Dean of Self-Development. He was one of the first self-development philosophers that was very successful with the way they had a company. The company still exists today, called the Nightingale Clinic Company. The largest.
He's the founder of the self-help industry, wasn't he? Basically.
Yes, he is. And he's got some great wisdom in some of the volumes of information he created over the years. He had a radio program, Your Changing World, was on, I think, over 1,000 stations a day. But in any event, there's some good ideas. But at the same time, what else do we have? You know, when you look at your library, what are some of the books or some of the resources you have that you've read so long ago that you forgot you read them, but you, as you look back through them, you go, oh, that's where I got that idea, or oh, that's where I got that idea. So these are things we need to look at. What do we already have in our possession that we could use and at the same time use in such a way that's going to help us solve this problem or problems that we're facing?
When you say tools and resources, do you mean literally something you can hold in your hand, or could it also be just a process that something like a fundamental? Because I talk a lot about on the show about, you know, the difference between old school, new school, and things that are the school, things that weren't valid 1,000 years ago. They're valid today, and they're going to be valid 1,000 years from now. What do you think?
Yes. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the tools that are our mental tools, the strategies, the ideas that we've used before that will work. There's so many good things. But I think the key is this. When we think about the challenges we're facing, I don't know if you remember this old poem. I read it in a book once. For every every problem under the sun, there be a remedy or there be there none. If there be one, try and find it. If there be none, never mind it.
I like that. Yeah, so what that means is don't, and this is one thing I think we all do. We all make mountains in the, you know, molehills in the mountains sometimes, and it's because of the uncertainty, isn't it? And is that what we should do? Try to gravitate toward things that we know work, that are certain.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that fundamental?
Yes, that's going after the things that are basic, fundamental, and use what we can from. Now, there are certain things we can't use. That's fine. But use what we do have. And then we'll look at later in this program what are some of the things we should be looking at that we don't possess. What are some of the tools we can acquire that we don't have?
Don't you think relationships are included in this list of things we possess? This is why I think that it's so important to stay close to the people who know you, and don't ghost people. If you think they're not going to do business with you right now, well, for whatever reason, you shouldn't presume that to start with. But second, don't ghost those people, because now more than ever before, trust is more powerful and more valuable, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Trust is the opposite of uncertainty, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I think that's the key. You know, we all have each other to depend on, and we need to help each other. More, maybe that's another lesson we're going to learn during this time, the value of just having each other's friendship, the relationships we have with our clients, to be able to value that and to step up and really deliver more on that promise of friendship in the times ahead.
Well, there's no question about it. And don't you feel like people are more now, they're more connected to other human beings than we were before? Maybe we're a little more emotional about it. I bet more people have said I love you to you in the last 6 months than the previous 6 months.
I agree, Jim. And just because we're not maybe able to see each other as much, we are reaching out to people, you know, through telephone, through FaceTime, through whatever means we've got. But, yeah, I've been doing almost too many Zoom calls over the last several months, and it's almost as hectic as it was before when I was seeing people face-to-face.
Hey, Tom, I need your website, please.
Sure. It's at tomborgconsulting.com.
Okay. The book is called Making Service Count. We'll come back. We're going to talk about things that you need that you may not have possession of. How do you get them? Tom's going to help us with that. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. I see it burning bright. It don't matter.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.